This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The last time Africa had a catastrophic drought, hundreds of thousands died and millions more were displaced. This time, scientists say it could be worse.
We've had about 3 years of drought. There is not enough food and water. People are starting to die from starvation. We are calling on international aid groups for more help.
The people of Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Djibouti pouring into overcrowded refugee camps when their hunger becomes painful and debilitating, and then finding there's not enough food even in the camps to go around. Drought and disaster in the Horn of Africa. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 8th. John is out this morning, and we're hearing voices from the Horn of Africa today, where 12 million people at this point are fighting for survival.
My husband was a healthy, strong man, but with the severe drought, all our cattle died. He is now weak and ill and stays in bed all day.
We're going to get further information on what's going on in the Horn of Africa in just a few minutes. That was a Somali woman speaking to our partner, the BBC. In the meantime, let's take a look at our top news headlines. President Obama says if both parties can get beyond the rhetoric, a landmark deal to trim $4.5 trillion from the deficit can get done. President put cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid on the table during a White House meeting yesterday. House Speaker John Boehner said he's willing to add $1 trillion in new revenue by closing tax loopholes. Sounds like progress, but that may not be. They now have to sell those plans to the rank-and-file members of the parties. Republicans are dug in. They consider closing tax loopholes the equivalent of raising taxes. And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says Democrats oppose any cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
Do not consider Social Security a piggy bank for giving tax cuts to the wealthiest people in our country. We are not going to balance the budget on the backs of America's seniors, women, and people with disabilities.
Each party's leadership will now try to sell the plan to their members and then report back to the White House on Sunday. The June unemployment numbers will be announced next hour. Many analysts predict the economy added between 100 and 120,000 new jobs last month, but the unemployment rate is expected to stay at 9.1%. Help is on the way for unemployed homeowners who are struggling to make mortgage payments. The Federal Housing Administration has extended the period in which they can miss a payment from 4 months to a year. British Prime Minister David Cameron says there will be a full investigation into phone hacking activities at the News of the World tabloid.
Everything that happened is going to be investigated. The witnesses will be questioned by a judge under oath, and no stone will be left unturned.
In the past hour, police arrested Andy Coulson. He's a former News of the World editor who also served as Prime Minister David Cameron's spokesman. Coulson faces charges in connection to the phone hacking and police bribery. To the Middle East now, where U.S. Ambassador to Syria Robert Ford has traveled to the flashpoint city of Hama. Ford hopes to join anti-government protests later this morning. His presence could dissuade Syrian President Bashar Assad from launching an all-out assault on the city. Meanwhile, a familiar voice back on the air in Yemen. That is Yemeni President Ali Saleh appearing for the first time since he was wounded in a bomb attack. Saleh says he's undergone more than 8 operations while he's in Saudi Arabia and made no mention of returning to Yemen. Here in the U.S., the EPA has issued new standards for power plants in 28 states. Officials say the cuts in emissions will prevent as many as 34,000 premature deaths a year. And the last space shuttle mission is scheduled for liftoff later this morning, but NASA says there is a 70% chance that the launch will be delayed because of weather. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,719, the S&P at 1,353, the NASDAQ at 2,872. Later this hour, we end our My America series. We'll speak with Italian-American actor, writer, and director John Turturro. He born in New York, in Brooklyn, I believe, but has a love for Naples like you haven't seen. We want you to tell us your American story. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us what America means to you. You can also do it on Twitter. You find us there at The Takeaway. Coming up, though, we'll talk more about what's going on in the Horn of Africa, a drought and food catastrophe.